if somebody left a great deal of money lying around out in the open where you could see it and left his door unlocked, you'd say
they're careless. They're careless.
Or say if I had an aunt named Lizzie, and there really wasn't anything wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but every now and then she just acted a little bit
queer.
Or what about an expression for a man who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it, whether he's right or wrong? You'd say he's
stubborn.
Ever heard anything else to mean the same thing?
Hard-headed.
That's right. Hard-headed. Yeah, that's a good one.
You ever heard somebody say he's mule-headed?
That's right. He's ivory, too. Hard-headed ivory.
Or what about a man you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty
touchy
as a poor sport.
Or a person like that, if you see he's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you say, well, now
calm down.
Or on a day like today, if you get out in the yard and work, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Yeah.
Perspire, but sweat.
It's funny thing about that word, a lot of people don't like to use it.
No.
A lady in Arkansas told me that horses sweat, men perspire, and women...
That is true.
Now, wait, you didn't finish. Women do what?
She said that horses sweat, men perspire, and women glisten.
Women what?
Glisten.
Okay. That's a very polite way.
If you've been working very hard, you say at the end of the day you're very
tired, exhausted, fatigued.
Would you use the word exhausted for an extreme case?
Yes.
Yeah,
but tired is a common when you flop down the chair. Tired. Well,
what would you say you probably have if you've gotten too hot, then too cold, and your eyes begin to water and your nose starts running? You say you
Overexerted yourself?
And your head gets all stopped up.
He's catching a cold.
Huh?
Catching a cold.
Oh, catching a cold. Oh, I thought you were still talking about working.
Or say if that cold affects your voice, you say you're a little bit...
hoarse.
Or if I do that, I've got a little...
cough.
Or say somebody who just about can't hear anything at all, you say he's stone.
Out of hearing, deaf.
Or have you ever seen these little places some people get them on their skin?
Hives.
Well, there's usually a little white spot right in the middle, and it's red around there.
Boil?
Have you ever heard that called anything besides a boil?
No, I can't. Give me a hint.
Some people tell me they call them pimples.
That is a pimple, yes. There's a difference of a pimple and a boil, isn't it?
Boil is a great thing.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The pimple is infected, really infection. And a boil is infection, and pimple is a cold pore.
I see.
Dirt, you know, that's not infected yet. That's what the way I would describe that.
Well, what do you call that stuff that you have to mash out of it?
Pus.
Pus.
Infection.
Or say if somebody accidentally got shot or stabbed in the leg, you'd say you'd take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Or if that wound didn't heal cleanly, you might get some of this white flaky flesh forming around it. Have you ever heard any name for that kind of flesh?
Pride flesh.
Would that be a proud flesh?
Proud flesh. Or say if I cut my finger, something that I might get from the medicine cabinet to put on it, this brown liquid to prevent infection.